Second down and 9, Bixby from their own 39. Play action fake. It's a screen pass over here. Complete to Pauly. He gets across the 45. Spins past the man near midfield. He's busted up after a gain of about 7. Going to be third down and short now for Bixby. Tucker Pauly got 6 yards there on second down and 9. It's going to be third down and a long 2 or short 3, whichever you want to call it, from the Bixby 46, 47-yard line. They need to get to their own 49 for a first down. They run up to the line, and they act like they're quickly going to snap it, but they do not.
Bet you're going to run this one.
They move Roller to the right. They hand it off to Nick Roller up the middle. He has a first down across midfield in the Bartlesville territory at the Bruin 49-yard line. So they got about 4 or 5 when they needed 2 or 3. First down and 10, Bixby at the Bruin 49.
Yeah, that was a nice run just right over the right guard for Nick Roller, who's able to push through, and I think that was Connor James there that helped finally brought Roller to a stop.
11:07 left to play, second quarter, Bixby 7, Bartlesville nothing. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality heart care close to home. Quick throw over the middle is tipped and incomplete. Bartlesville nearly with an interception. Once again, Griffin trying to go to Cade Cabness, his leading wide receiver, and he has been draped over there by A.J. Parker. Parker got in and knocked it away in pass coverage. Second down and 10 now, Bixby still from the Bartlesville 49.
I think Bartlesville's playing a little tighter. They were playing the wide receivers pretty loose, about 5 to 10 yards off coverage, but now they're really kind of pushing up and causing a lot of commotion on the receivers.
Hand off up the middle, Nick Roller, downhill run across the 45 down to the 44-yard line, gain of 5 and second down and 10. And Roller really hasn't gotten to blocking. He's just been getting hit at the line of scrimmage and lunging forward for 3, 4, 5 yards, got 5 that time. A couple different Bruins in on the tackle. Connor James was there first. Third down and 5, Bixby at the Bruin 44. Play action fake, quick throw near sideline, complete to Connor Walker, who I believe may be just short of the first down marker. We'll see where they mark it. Got it across the 40 to the Bartlesville 39, which is about right where the marker is. We'll see if they bring out the chains. And they're going to say it's first down. So they move the chains. First down and 10 Spartans at the Bartlesville 39.
One of the coaches for Bartlesville is giving the line judge an earful on that one.
7 plays. They've gone about 20 yards so far for Bixby. 10:30 left to play here. Second quarter, 7-0 Spartans. First down and 10 from the Bruin 39-yard line. Dinking, dunking, dinking, dunking. The Spartans are going down the field still. Pistol formation. Griffin, quick throw over the middle. Tipped and incomplete. That was a dangerous pass. Overthrew his intended wide receiver, who was Jared Kerr. Nate Hansen in on the coverage. That was tipped, and had a Bartlesville safety been behind that play, they would have gotten an easy interception. David Wiseman was in the area, but unable to pick that one off. Second down and 10 now, Bixby, still from the Bartlesville 39. But Spartans taking their time. They usually run a lot of plays, but they've been kind of deliberate here. Here's a snap. They hand it off to Roller up the middle. He's pushed back, bounces off a tackler, stiffs on the man. Inside the 35 to the 34-yard line, gain of 5 on second down and 10. Easton Hammonds from the secondary coming up for the tackle. Bartlesville nearly had Roller stopped in the backfield, but he bounced off a man and got 5 yards. So third down and 5, Bixby from the Bruin 34.
Nice stop by Hammonds. Usually Hammonds giving up a lot of weight on that one, but he was able to bring him down.
Third down and 4. They're going to throw it. Quick throw near sideline. That is complete over here to Jared Nierman for a first down right at the 25. They get 8 yards on third down and 5, and Nierman wasn't even looking for the football. Lucky break for Bixby. He turned around, and on his back shoulder, the ball was right there as soon as he swiveled his head, and he just kind of trapped it in between his shoulder pad and his hand for a first down. First down and 10 Spartans now at the Bruin 25.
One of the things Bartlesville's been for the last couple of games is their pass coverages. Right now,
quick throw over the middle, tipped and incomplete, thrown behind his intended wide receiver as Griffin was trying to go once again to Nierman on a slant route. Easton Hammonds in coverage was beat, but the throw was behind him, as I mentioned. So now second down and 10 after the incomplete pass from the Bartlesville 25. 9:30 to play second quarter, 7-0 Spartans. They're driving again.
So the only fourth incomplete pass for Griffin tonight.
Handoff right side to Nick Roller. Waits for some blockers. Gets inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. A gain of about 5 or 6 on second down and 10. So another third down and medium yard situation for the Spartans. Clock getting close to 9 minutes to play second quarter. 14-0 Bixby ahead of Bartlesville. They marked him down right at the 20, so it is third down and five for Bixby at the Bruin 20.
Those 5 yards pickups are adding up. Waller's got 50 yards.
Quick throw near sideline. That is complete inside the 15 for a first down and into the 9-yard line. Jake Spriggs gets his first reception of the ball game. He picks up about 11 on third down and five, and now it is first down and goal for the Spartans right at the Bartlesville 10 is where he's marked officially. 8:57 and counting left to play first quarter, or second quarter, check that. Pistol formation. Bixby still dinking and dunking. No big plays, but they're getting positive yardage. Hand off left side to Roller. Has blockers ahead of him. Finds the hole and walks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Bixby. 10-yard touchdown run from Nick Roller. That's the second touchdown run of the ball game, and Bixby leads Bartlesville now 13-0. 8:43 left to play here, second quarter. Extra point pending.
Well, Bartlesville had held Nick Roller to 30 yards in the last 5 carries. He's got 30. So Bartlesville had stopped him short on his first 11 carries. His last 5 have gone for 30.
First drive for a touchdown for Bixby went 15 plays and 53 yards. This one went 14 plays for 61 yards. And I mentioned the dinking and dunking. That's very evident in the tail of tape there, as the point after attempt by Jason Campbell was up and good. And it's now 14-0 Bixby over Bartlesville. 8:43 to play second quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach, Jay Stump with you on what's turned out to be a chilly Friday night. It's football weather. So glad that it's October and glad that you're joining us here on KWON, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Bixby leading Bartlesville 14-0, 8:43 left to play here in the second quarter. Nick Roller with a couple of touchdown runs. One from 10 yards, that was the most recent one. Another one from 2 yards. And Bixby has scored on 2 touchdown drives of less than 62 yards, and they've had 14 or more plays in each of those drives. So they're just taking the yardage where they can get them, Jay. They're converting on every third down and 5, third down and 6, fourth down and 5 they've gotten, and they're just going down the field. Bartlesville has only forced them to punt once.
Well, you mentioned the dink and dunk, and Tanner Griffin is 9 of 14 in the first half here, and each catch, 9 catches, has gone for 7 yards average. So that kind of tells you how they're playing.
Coming into the ball game, that hasn't really been the case. He's been averaging 18 yards a completion coming into the ball game, 67 completions for 1,209 yards so far on the year for Griffin. So Bixby kind of changing things up against Bartlesville. Perhaps that was their game plan, and so far it's working. Bruin offense needs to get going here. That's a high short kick off the leg of Jason Campbell. Fielded at the 30-yard line for Bartlesville and returned across the 30 up to the 34. And that was Mason Mantooth over there. It was the up man who had to receive that because of the high short kick. So Bartlesville with clearly its best field position to start this drive. They've started their own drives at their own 17, 16, and 20-yard line. So now they're starting at their own 34. First down and 10 Bruins from there. Trailing Bixby 14-0, 8:39 left to play here, second quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality surgical care close to home. Hand off right side, Jaron Hillinger. He hesitates, finds a blocker, and follows him across the 40 up to the 41-yard line. Gain of about 7 on first down and 10 for Jaron Hillinger. Hillinger has had some positive runs so far this evening. The problem has been when it's counted, he hasn't been able to get them on third down and short, second down and short. He's been stuffed up there. But first down, Bartlesville moving the yard marker. Second down and short now for the Bruins. From their own 40, once again, a handoff to Hillinger, and he gets a first down. Lunges across the sticks near the 45-yard line. Needed 4, got 4.5 or 5. First down and 10 Bruins right at their own 45-yard line. So the first down Bartlesville has gotten since their opening drive of the ball game, and the Bruin faithful, which have packed the opposite field stands from us, are up on their feet now. First down and 10 Bartlesville from their own 45. It's an empty backfield. 5 wide receiver set for Penrod. Gets the snap. 2-step drop. Boy, he's under pressure. Rolls out far sideline. He's got some room to run. Gets into Bixby territory. Across the 45. Penrod's on the loose. Breaks a tackle at the 35. Down to the 30-yard line. Colton Penrod gets 25 yards on first down and 10 on a rush along the left side. There's no flags on the play. And it's first down and 10 Bruins at the Bixby 30.
Colton Benrod to a Baker Mayfield type player. He can throw well and run with the ball as well.
Empty backfield. Bartlesdale goes deep on the first play. It's caught over the shoulder for a touchdown. That is A.J. Archambault on a 30-yard pass, a little flyer out from Colton Penrod to A.J. Archambault, and just like that, the Bruins back in this thing, 14-6, Bixby in the lead, 7:36 left to play here, second quarter, extra point pending, that drive culminating on a 30-yard pass from Penrod to Archambault. A.J. Archambault so far on the year only had one touchdown, that was against East Central back in week number one, and last week, Jay, he really established himself as one of Colton's favorite wide receivers, had 7 receptions to lead the ball club with 121 yards and no touchdowns. Point after attempt by Garrett Meidel is up and in, and Bartlesdale has got this thing back to one score. Quick strike by the Bruins. 14-7, Bixby in the lead. 7:36 left to play second quarter. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by 30 seconds right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. Welcome back to Bixby. Evan Farbach and Chase Stump with you. Bartlesdale striking on a couple very quick plays after a drive where Bixby scored. It's a 25-yard rush from Colton Penrod and then a 30-yard pass from Penrod to A.J. Archambault. And the Bruins have got this thing back down to 7. 14-7, Spartans in the lead over the Bruins. 7:36 left to play here, second quarter.
I believe that was a four-play drive, about 70 yards. I don't have it.
The original line of scrimmage was at the 34-yard line, I believe. Yeah, 34 is where they started. 66. So 66 yards there. End-over-end kick by Garrett Meidel, who has a much better leg than the Bixby kicker, and is fielded back at the Spartan 4-yard line, returned across the 20, breaks a tackle across the 25 to the 26, and that's where the Spartans will take over. First down and 10, Bixby from their own 26-yard line, 7:30 left to play here in the second quarter, and we'll see what Bixby does to strike right back. Talk about two very conflicting styles, Jay. Bixby scores on a couple of drives of 14 plays or more, and Bartlesdale goes boom, 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 66 yards for a touchdown right back.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes Bartlesdale does not do that little dink and dunk, but sometimes they do, and this time it certainly was not.
Four wide out set for Tanner Griffin. Play action fake, quick throw far sideline, tipped at the line of scrimmage. Batted down by Tristan Crowder, who's done that quite a bit this year. As Tucker Pauley was open in the right flat, would have had 5 or 6 yards, but Crowder got there and knocked the football down. Now second down and 10 for Bixby at the Spartan 26. Bartlesdale putting 7 or 8 guys in the box in there against Nick Roller. Here's the snap. Play action fake. Griffin back to pass. Quick throw far sideline complete for a first down to Cade Cabanis outside the 40 up to the 44-yard line. That's a gain of about 16 there on a throw from Cabanis. In coverage on the far side was A.J. Parker. Cabanis had his way with Parker that time. A.J. has been winning that battle between defensive back and the top wide receiver for Bixby, but that time it was Bixby with 16 yards. First down and 10 Spartans now at the Bixby 44-yard line. Pistol formation, quick throw near sideline, complete to Connor Walker, gets past Nate Hansen into Bartlesdale territory and is drugged down just short of the first down marker at the Bruin 48-yard line. Jamon Oaktree over there on the tackle, and it's now second down and short for the Spartans, and we have a whistle. Bartlesdale.
Jamon's helmet came off.
Yeah, so Jamon's helmet.
Him to come off and bring somebody else on for the Bruins. And it looks like Tyler Gillette will come in for the Bruins and play where Oaktree was playing.
Second down and 1 now for Bixby at the Bartlesdale 42-yard line. They need to get to the Bruin 41. Clock ticking under 7 minutes to play second quarter. Here's a snap. They hand it off to Roller. Hesitates. Gets past a man. Has open field. Inside the 40. Trucks a man out of bounds at the 36-yard line. That's a gain of 8 on second down and 1. First down and 10 now for the Spartans. And they're in Bartlesdale territory at the Bruin. We'll see where they mark it. We have another player with their helmet off as Easton Hammonds had his helmet come off in that play. First down and 10, Spartans at the Bartlesdale 46. Bixby moving a little more fast now on the offensive side of the football. Two wide receiver set, pistol formation for Bixby. Tanner Griffin standing at the Bartlesdale 40-yard line. The tailback is Roller. Play action fake, quick throw near sideline. That's complete for a gain of 3 or 4. David Wiseman with a dump truck tackle. He tackled Colton Tafoya over here after a short gain. Tafoya did not have a catch in the Spartans' a win over Claremore last week. They give him a gain of 5 in that catch officially. Second down and 5 now, Bixby, from the Bruin 31-yard line. 6:35 left to play here. Second quarter, 14-7, Bixby in the lead over Bartlesville. Pistol formation, play action fake. Griffin back to pass, steps up, lobs it over the middle, incomplete. No flag, as some Bixby fans thought that there may have been some tugging and holding there by Easton Hammonds, who was paired up against Connor Walker. Walker was well covered in the secondary, but Griffin wanted to go deep, try to get the touchdown, overthrew it. And now it is third down and 5 for Bixby, still from the Bruin 31. 6:33, clock is stopped, left to play second quarter. 14-7, Spartans over the Bruins. Big third down play again here, Jay. Four down territory once again.
Absolutely. Right now for
handoff left side to Roller, gets close first down, and now he has, as he runs for a man inside the 25 to the 23 yard. The gain 8 on third down and 5. They drive Nick Roller, who gets a big positive yardage first.
53 yards on seven carries.
It's going to be first down and forever. First down and 20 for Bixby at the Bartlesville 35 yard line. Need to get to the Bruin 15 for a first down. Tanner Griffin in the shotgun, Roller the single back, play action fake, Griffin under pressure, he's going to heave it over the middle, and the pass is complete on the near sideline to Cade Cabanis. They nearly get back to the original line of scrimmage. Wow, Cade Cabanis, a big old guy, he is 6'3", 205 pounds, and that was a very nice catch, working on A.J. Parker, who was going to be a Division I defensive back, and he won that battle once again, a gain of about 13 on first down and 20. So now it's second down and 7 for Bixby. At the Bruin 23. Play action fake. Nope, they're going to hand it off up the middle to Nick Roller, and Bartlesville is fooled just like me. Touchdown Spartans. A 22-yard run by Nick Roller to Peter, and Bixby answers right back. It is now 20-7. Spartans in the lead over the Bruins. 5:25 left to play second quarter. Extra point pending, and that was a very nice play action play. It almost worked backwards, Jay. He acted like he took the ball away from Roller and was going to throw it on one of those quick little screen passes they've been doing. But he kept it right in Roller's stomach, who took the football 22 yards to a touchdown. Roller's third touchdown of the ball game. He's got all three of the Bixby scores tonight. 27 Spartans over the Bruins. 5:25 left to play second quarter. Extra point pending. That check of the scoreboard, by the way, brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center. Quality cancer care close to home. PAT is up and in by Jason Campbell. 21-7, Bixby over Bartlesville, about midway through the second quarter. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on KWON. Welcome back to Bixby. Lee Snyder Field, Evan Farbach, and Jay Stump with you. Tommy McGanna back in the studios. 21-7, Bixby over Bartlesville right now, and the Bruins have only forced the Spartans to punt just once, and before the ball game started, Jay, we said we thought it would be the Bartlesville defense against the Bixby offense. It wasn't shaping up that way through about the first quarter, but the last 6-7 minutes or so, Bixby has really been kind of moving the ball at will.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Nick Roller, you're not going to deny that guy. He's got 19 carries for 105 yards, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Bartlesville doing a nice job early on against Roller, keeping him to a 3 yard per average carry, but now he's ticked that up. Of course, that 22 yard run helps quite a bit on his average.
So once again, Jason Campbell has it teed up at the Spartan 40-yard line. We'll see where Bartlesville can return it this time. Campbell has not been kicking it very deep, so perhaps the Bruins could get a good return here. Haven't seen a special teams touchdown since the punt block earlier in the year. 5:25 to play second quarter. Bixby leading the Bruins by 2 touchdowns. Bixby will get the ball to start the third quarter. Short punt, once again, fielded by Kemar Gray. Gets it across the 15 to the 20, 25. There's a flag down in the area of holding as Gray gets it up to the Bartlesville 30-yard line. But once again, that one probably coming back as the Bruins get tagged for holding.
Yeah, that kind of came right at the end of the play. I think that's going to also be another holding or a block in the back.
Bartlesville scored when they had their best field position of the ball game. They started their drives at their own 16, 17, 20, and 36-yard line. And this one is going to be back in the 16 to 17-yard area, depending on where they put it. There was actually a block in the back and a hold on Bartlesville, I think, on that play. So they're going to have their pick of whichever one puts the Bruins deeper. It's going to start at their own 16. So Bartlesville, once again, starting their third out of 4 drives this ball game inside their own 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Bruins at their own, actually we'll call it really at the, no, the 16-yard line. Colton Penrod back there with Jaron Hildreth as well. Bartlesville probably needs to keep this thing within one score before we go to halftime because Bixby does get the ball to start the third quarter, as I said. Pistol formation, Penrod back to pass, screen pass, quick throw over the middle, complete to Jaron Hildreth, who breaks the tackle across the 20, up near the 23-yard line. A gain of 6 or 7 on first down and 10. Hildreth's first reception of the ball game. Nice screen pass by Penrod, who was under pressure and lobbed it over the top to Hildreth. Second down and short now for Bartlesville. We'll call it 3 yards from the Bruin 23. Empty backfield for Penrod. Four wideout set. Here's the snap. Sets his feet. Now he's going to roll out far sideline. Throws it deep on the run, and the pass is caught! Caught by A.J. Archambault into Bixby territory, and he's drugged down from behind at the Bixby 42-yard line. A big pass play once again from Colton Penrod to A.J. Archambault. First down and 10, Bruins, and Bartlesville opens up the playbook on second down and short.
35-yard pass there from Colton Penrod. It kind of looked like he was just throwing it up and away. But right there, A.J. Archambault came up and picked that one out of the air. Nice play.
Hand off left side, quick play to Jaron Hildreth, who doesn't get much, maybe 1 yard off the left side. Drugged down by behind from a few different Spartans. Cody Adams, also Jared Kurt in there on the tackle. Second down and long now for Bartlesville after that big pass play from Penrod to Archambault. Colton kind of made that happen on his own. 4:13 left to play second quarter, 21-7 Bixby over Bartlesville. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality heart care close to home. Empty backfield once again. It's a 5-wide receiver set. Bixby nearly jumps off sides, and they do. Nice hard count by Colton Penrod. A couple different Spartan defensive linemen came up and touched some Bruin offensive linemen. It's going to move it forward 5 more yards. It's going to be second down and about 3 or 4 now for Bartlesville. We'll call it second down and 4 after Hildreth's 1 yard gain on first down and 10. Second down and 4 from the Bixby 37 yard line. Clock under 4 minutes to play until halftime. 21-7 Spartans over the Bruins. Single back set, play action fake. Penrod keeps it himself and he's sacked. And someone was confused in the play call there. Colton Penrod thought that was going to be a handoff to Jaron Hildreth, and Hildreth never took the ball. Colton was kind of standing there looking at him and he got sacked. So they pretty much take back the 5 yards that Bartlesville got on the penalty. And now it's third down and long for the Bruins on a miscue. Third down and 8 BHS from the Bixby 41.
I think that was a zone read for Penrod, and he read it right, but Hildreth did not. And Hildreth took off running like he was supposed to have the ball. And Penrod kept chasing after him. Take it, take it, take it. He never did take it.
And then he got sacked. Bartlesville lucky that wasn't a fumble. Third down and 8 now for the Bruins. Penrod going to pass it. Under pressure, rolls out near sideline. He's going to run it, has open field. He gets inside the 35 and tackled down right at the first down marker. We'll see where they spot it. Nice job by Colton Penrod, who weaved past a couple guys inside the 35. And I think that Bartlesville is going to have a first down. We'll see where they mark it. They mark it down right at the Bixby 33-yard line. And it's a first down for Bartlesville. Had to look at it for a second. First down and 10 Bruins as Penrod picks up 9 on that third down and 8 with the scrambling run. First down and 10 Bartlesville from the Bixby 33. Pistol formation once again. 4 wide out set. They move Simpson in motion to the right. Here's the snap. Handoff right side, Jaron Hildreth. Squeezes past one offensive lineman and gets a gain of 3 or 4. A nice job by Hildreth, who made something out of nothing. Bixby did a good job clogging up his holes, but he found a very tiny one and kind of lunged toward it for about 4 yards. So second down and 6 now, Bartlesville, at the Bixby 30-yard line.
It was kind of easy to see who he ran over on that time for Jaron Hildreth, right over Noah Bass and Seth Endergaard, because Bass was underneath all the tackle.
Second down and 6, Bruins. Here's the snap. Handoff once again to Jaron Hildreth. He runs right into his line, keeps on his feet, keeps his feet churning, and gets it down close to the 25-yard line. So he gets 2 or 3 after he was stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be 3rd down and 3 for Bartlesville at the Bixby 26. Clock ticking under 2 minutes to play second quarter. Bixby leading BHS 21-7. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Dr. Stephen Beard, the dentist. Big play here. 3rd down and a long 3. Empty backfield, 5 wide out set. Hildreth in the slot to the right. Penrod looks over there, gets the snap, sets his feet. It's a designed quarterback run. He breaks a tackle, angles far sideline. He's drugged down from behind short of the marker. Got maybe 1.5 yards when he needed 3. It's going to be fourth down and short now for Bartlesville, and Penrod may be a little too hesitant there. He tried to sell that he was going to pass before he took off the run, and by the time he went to run it, the hole had kind of closed along the left side. So now fourth down and three for BHS at the Spartan 26-yard line. Need to get down to the 23 for a first down. Four wideout set, single back field, and there's going to be a whistle and a timeout taken by Bartlesville. So the Bruins going to think this one over as the clock is ticked down to a minute 12 left to play here in the second quarter. Minute 12 left to play second quarter. A fourth down and three upcoming for Bartlesville from the Bixby 26. We'll keep it here, Jay, and it's about as big of a play as there's been in this ball game for Bartlesville. Bruins really need to try to convert on this drive and get 6 points to keep this thing within one score, since the Spartans get the ball to start the third quarter of play, and they've been moving the ball at will as of late.
Yeah, Bartlesville struggling offensively. They need to continue that drive to keep things alive. And going in the locker room down 21-14, hopefully, for the Bruins, that makes a big difference. But one of the things we have not seen from the Spartans, they do take a lot of snaps, they run a lot of plays, but they haven't had a big one other than the Nick Roller runs.
Yeah.
And they're not showing a deep threat at the moment. So with only a minute left to go in the half, Bartlesville needs to get this first down, convert, because I don't want to see what Bixby can do when they try to go way downfield.
So fourth down and three, Bartlesville at the Bixby 26-yard line. Minute 12 left to play until halftime. Bruins trail Bixby by two scores, 21-7. We'll see what offensive coordinator for the Bruins, Andrew Rice and John McKee, draw up here. Bartlesville has moved the ball pretty far on this drive. A 35-yard play from Penrod Archambault, the big play so far this series. Fourth down and three, pistol formation, four wideout set. Three down linemen for Bixby, and it's going to be a false start on Bartlesville, and that's not very good coming out of a timeout as John McKee kind of kneels over him, shakes his head. Instead of fourth down and three, now it's fourth down and eight for BHS. Bartlesville still has two timeouts remaining. Bixby with all three of their timeouts, if you're curious, as there's just a minute 12 left to play before halftime, and now Bartlesville still going for it on fourth down and eight now, a lot harder. Penrod in the pistol formation. Acted like he was going to snap it, now stops. Here's the snap. Three-step drop. Penrod under pressure, rolls out far sideline, throws on the run. He's got a man open, complete to Archambault. Inside the Bixby 10, tackled at the 8-yard line. Once again, Colton Penrod founds A.J. Archambault. That's a gain of about 20 yards there on fourth down and eight. And Bartlesville has it first down and goal inside the Bixby 10-yard line with just over 1 minute left to play here in the second quarter.
On his last two catches, A.J. Archambault now has 55 yards total on just two catches. Actually, looking at that, he's got 85 yards on the night.
Split diamond formation, first down and goal, pitch into the right flat to Jaron Hilger, who runs over a man and gets close to the goal line, tackled after a gain of about five there on first down and goal from the Bixby 7. And it's going to be second down and goal for Bartlesville, and they're going to be very, very close to the end zone, and BHS takes their second charge timeout of the half as the clock was ticking underneath 40 seconds left to play before halftime. And Bartlesville is kind of playing the clock now as well. It's going to be second down and goal for the Bruins. It looks like they've marked it down at the Bixby 2, so they gave Hilger 4 or 5 yards there in that first down run. Second down and goal for BHS from the Bixby 2. Clock has stopped with 44 seconds left to play until halftime. Bartlesville has one timeout remaining this half.
The home clock keeper kept the clock running down to 39 seconds before he stopped it, so the officials were saying, give us back 44, and McKee and company were down there on the sideline just having a fit with the clock still winding.
21-7, Bixby over Bartlesville. We got 44 seconds left until halftime. Don't forget, at halftime, we got the Freddy's Frozen Custard Area Team Spotlight. Talked with Wesleyan Christian head football coach Nathan England about them coping with the loss of Ben Hamm. Nice little interview with him coming up at halftime. Also, the halftime playback show with Jonathan Eastman will have all the highlights of this ball game, and hopefully we got one more highlight coming up here at the end of this half. As Bartlesville is less than 45 seconds to go 2 yards in two downs.
They still have one timeout.
Yeah, they still do have one timeout, so Bartlesville can run the football one more time. It's not like they have to throw to keep the clock stopped. Second down and goal from the Bixby 2-yard line. 44 seconds on the clock. They reset it. Split diamond formation. Seth Hennegard in there as the fullback. Jaron Hilger, the tailback. Only one wide receiver. Here's a snap. Handoff right side. Jaron Hildreth lowers his shoulder into the end zone. Touchdown, Bartlesville. Bruins back to within one score. Bartlesville with a big fourth down and eight conversion to A.J. Archambault that went for just over 20 yards. That set up the touchdown from Jaron Hildreth. He runs it 2 yards to pay dirt. It's now 21-13 Bixby over Bartlesville. 40.8 seconds left to play second quarter. Extra point pending. And what a big fourth down conversion for BHS from Penrod to Archambault. And going back to that play, Jay, Colton really kept that alive with his legs. We didn't really have a lot of time to ooh and ah over that play because we were up running some first and goal plays, but that was probably the play of the year so far from Penrod to Archambault. PAT is up and in by Garrett Meidel, 21-7. Bartlesville trailing Bixby by 7 points, 40.8 seconds left till halftime. 30-second break, right back. You're listening to Bruin Football on K1. To beat of the season, and Bartlesville back to within one score here at Lee Snyder Field. Evan Farbach and Jay Stumpf with you. 40.8 seconds left to play second quarter, 21-14 now. Bixby in the lead over Bartlesville. That check of the scoreboard brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, quality cancer care close to home, and an important defensive series now for Bartlesville. Jay, don't want to let Bixby get any ideas here with less than a minute to play before halftime. End-over-end kick by Garrett Meidel. It's a deep one. Fielded right at the goal line for Bixby. They bobble the football. They pick it up in their own end zone. They run it out, and they're swarmed right at the 10. And, oh, my goodness, Bartlesville is going to get a face mask or a horse collar, some kind of a personal foul penalty there as Bixby brought the ball out of their own end zone. That was Jared Nierman who brought that ball out, and he was swarmed right at the Bixby 9-yard line. But someone for Bartlesville got his face mask, I think inadvertently, but still. That's going to move it up 15 more yards.
That's a personal foul face mask, so it wasn't just an inadvertent.
It looked, I mean, we're all the way up here, and it looked pretty nasty from up here. I mean, I don't know if it was on purpose. I assume it was not, as everyone was kind of coming in hot there, as they often are on kickoff returns. But it's going to be now a first down and 10 for Bixby, and they only get it up, fortunately, to their own 25-yard line. So still a lot of field left to cover if they're going to get into scoring position with 33 seconds now left to play before halftime, as that took about 11 seconds off the clock as they were bobbling the football down there. Jared Nieman had some trouble picking it up. Starting to get cold, so that could be affecting things a little.
Looks like we're going to have a victory formation.
Yeah, it looks
like this in the locker room.
Exactly, yep. Under center, Griffin takes the snap, takes a knee, and I think that could be the last play of the half. We'll see if they let it run out, if they're going to have to snap it one more time. They haven't even started the play clock yet. So evidently they are going to be able to take it into halftime with a 21-14 lead. We'll see. I don't think they're going to have to snap it again.
No,
they're standing around the football. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. That's going to be the end of the second quarter. 21-14. Bixby in the lead over Bartlesville. Big pass plays from Colton Penrod to A.J. Archambault, keeping the Bruins in this ball game. And Bartlesville down by one score. Bixby will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. But still, Bartlesville right in this one. 21-14. 21-14, Bixby in the lead over BHS. We got the halftime playback show with Jonathan Eastman coming up here at halftime. And don't forget the Freddy's Frozen Custard Area Team Spotlight with Wesleyan Christian head football coach Nathan England. Stick around for that one as he talks about the football team dealing with adversity with the tragic loss of Ben Ham. When we come back, it'll be the second half. For Jay Stumpf, I'm Evan Farbach. Back to the OCH Casino Studios in Bartlesville at the half. It's Bixby 21, Bartlesville 14.